season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation. In this one, the knuckleheads are going to be talking about the nasty, the disgusting, the gross, the vile, nameless.
And welcome to the multi-award-winning team building exercise for, what month is it? May? I think we're in May still.
It is.
I'm so confused. This is a team building exercise. This one's going to be the nameless. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And that was someone's dog. Nope. I heard the bark. That was Pandy, I think. So team build, guys. We're doing nameless.
Oh, I love the nameless.
Do you?
I do.
Wow.
I do. I'm not afraid.
Jack, do you love the nameless?
It's version one, so there's room for improvement, but I think there's more than enough to play with. There are some issues. We're going to get to the issues, but I think it's not bad.
They weren't Notebreak? This is the first book they were in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's been so long, I forget. Yeah, so nameless. Jack, please tell us, what have you done to your nameless?
What have you done? Sweet God, what have you done? Okay.
All right, give it to us, Jack. I hope it's a good one.
I hope it's horrible.
I hope it's just right.
No, because you made it.
That is true. I did make it.
You did make it.
I just started from my...
Don't keep it out in the rain too long.
It'll what, grow dandelions?
Could be.
Don't blame it on the rain, Jack.
Oh, I won't. I'll blame it on my love of dance and theater.
Heyo!
Okay. My leader. I chose the Psychotroid.
Yeah, of course you did.
I did. It doesn't fight very well until you, with a 6 fight, until you factor in that it's got all the psychic goodness that would make it really unpleasant for you to get too close to it. So, and it's also resilient too, and size 2, and I had the misfortune of going up against it when we were at Adepticon. Remember Adepticon? Remember that thing that we used to go to?
Nope.
When Jeff Burbage was rocking one of these bad boys, and I had almost a clear line of sight on it in a effort to off his leader, and it is unmovable. It is resilient. It was, I think, a full turn, and I had a lot of guys blasting away at it. I fell in love after that. Well, I hated his. When he wasn't looking, I
peed on it.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, Booger, I think, is why he won Best Painted.
I think the only reason you really did take this guy is because it's a Recon 4 Plus, and you always just choose the one with 4 Plus.
No,
TAC
2.
He does have TAC 2, too.
Yeah, don't you get the pattern now? Jack is a TAC 2 Recon as little as possible.
That's his combo. He doesn't care he is resilient, too.
No.
Stripping my psyche bare and showing my foilables to the planet, why don't we talk about what Aura of Dread is?
Well, I was going to ask you to list all the different abilities, but I understand you don't want to be here for a couple days, so we'll just skip to Aura of Dread.
Oh, God, no. A lot of those are reasonable ones from the books. It's not delving too much into the new batch of abilities on top of the other abilities. But then it also, you add in, the psychic, and the psychic is a little bit daunting.
And tenacious.
To wrap your head around. But yeah, I think that's going to be a theme, big line of abilities.
Now, Jack, if I may, why would psychic be daunting? I'm not following.
I think because they're, if you look up psychic, you have to look around, you have to bounce around a little bit in the book. But also the psychic names are just renamed other abilities. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things I could see a beginning player not being fully comfortable with.
Well, a lot of this, the names from this, believe it or not, I'll peel back the curtain a little bit, like the Psychotroid, and a lot of the names are from the dude who wrote the novel.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, because we had a bunch when we were making the Nameless, like the Psychotroid was like Brain in the Ass, and then the other guy was what the hell is it? They were troops, but now they are specialists. The Carotids were actually called Shrimpies because they look like shrimp.
Everyone needs a nickname.
Yeah, but what happened was they came in and he actually made a lot of the names, so maybe that's what it is. But when it comes to the psychic thing, what I do is I just look at the range and what it does. So basically, like, you got suppression, invigorate, and stun. That's all you really need to know.
Yeah, but that's a problem when you have all these. You have psychic subjugation. Well, that's just suppression. Yeah.
Right.
They should be just weapons and have a psychic weapon option. So only psychics can use weapon option and psychic.
Yeah, but you know what, though? With these guys, it's more of it's kind of a catch-22 in the fact that, like, it's a psychic guy, right? He uses his mind for psychicness and psychic attacks and stuff like that. But then some of the other guys actually use guns. So, but I think, you know, just, you know, you just got to give it a name. It's just the name of the fluff, you know, for that. But it still works, you know. Psychic is awesome. I'm a convert. So you want to know what Aura Dread does, even though they spell Dread wrong?
Wrong Dread.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm gonna sum it up. So use the splat. You can choose a non-pin model, enemy model within 2 cubes, and line of sight. Move it 1 cube directly away from the active model. What's nice about that is if the model enters a cube with an enemy model, it will initiate a fight, but may only roll to survive, which kind of sucks for you. If the model was in an occupied cube, it must break away and leave the cube. The model is then marked as activated if it was not already. You may use a maximum of 1 special result per activation. Models with the construct or vehicle ability are unaffected by this rule, which if you watched the battle report with me and Andrew, I took the Asterians, he took the Nameless, and every single one of my guys was a construct. He did take the Psychotroid, and every time he rolled a splat, it was basically useless because everybody was a construct. So, you know, awesome planning there, but, you know.
Wrong enemy.
What I like about that, though, if I may, I'm sorry to step on you, Jack, but what I like about that is goes back to the multi-faceted leader where if you don't use a splat, you know you're re-rolling a splat in, like, say, that instance, but he's got so much other tools and tricks that he can use that he's not a dead, you know, dead fish in the water. He's actually good, even if you don't use the splat.
Yeah, it's not a one-trick pony, for sure.
Right. So.
Jack, you like Brain Butt? How about the model? Do you like the model?
Yeah, I have one based up and ready to paint. I just haven't painted it yet. Yeah, I kind of like it. Oh, I think all the Nameless are pretty cool looking, so it's a pretty high bar to set. But yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Has he got 3 legs?
He's got three. Just enough legs.
3 legs and 3 eyes.
Troops. What about your troops?
Troops. 4 troops. I have 4 troops.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, no. Boomer. Hey, buddy.
There's something really weird going on.
I thought you got the Goblona virus. I'm glad to hear you. We haven't heard you for a while.
Yeah, I'm okay. Something weird going on with Georgie.
He's dead?
Oh, no.
No. Rob, you know I love you.
No time to joke. But, is this serious?
But that was a little too far.
You're getting serious, Boomer, right now.
Yeah. I don't know if I like this.
I don't know. It's very weird. He keeps, like, going out at night, and I thought, you know, he was doing something illegal. He was like a goblin of the night, but I followed him around. That was not true.
Why is he going out? We're in quarantine.
I don't know. I don't know. It's very weird. He's been very mean to me, which is very unlike Georgie. He kind of just plays it up for the camera. Don't tell anybody this. Keep this between the three of us, and make sure you cut this out of the podcast. But
guaranteed.
He's a sweetheart, you know. And I mean, I hate him, but you know, he's still a sweetheart to me. But I don't know. He's just very mean to me now, and I don't know if I can handle it.
What the hell's going on here?
It's very weird. I don't know.
Since when are you scared of Georgie?
He just started being so mean to me.
Really?
Was he bitten by a werewolf at any point?
Or a radioactive spider?
I don't know. So if Georgie ends up coming and you know, coming into the show, just be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
Careful.
Who should be careful? Oh, you want Rob to be careful?
No. I'm talking about everybody. Well, because something's weird. Something weird's going on.
Well, Jack doesn't have to be careful. He loves Jack.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, I'm gonna go see if I can find Georgie and figure this out.
Good. All right, get out here. Talk about bringing off the show, bringing down the show, right, Jack?
I don't know. I'm concerned.
Are you?
Yeah, Georgie could be in trouble. He might have some, you know.
He's probably on the crack. Who cares?
You know, that French guy might be getting to something. He might be onto something. Yeah.
French guy.
Yeah.
So, Jack, your troops.
Yeah. Grinding halt. Let's go, Jack. Pick up the pace. Jesus.
I have scuttlers for my troops.
All four of your troops are scuttlers?
All four are scuttlers, and they have, as far as I'm concerned, a nice low profile. Oh, that dog. God.
Send a scuttler after it.
I'm going to go scuttle it right in the ass.
Maybe it's Georgie sneaking into your
Maybe
house.
Georgie's sneaking in. It doesn't get old.
Reminds me of the old days, Jack. It's kind of nice.
I'm just going to take a brief moment
to go beat the dog. Something.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
We hear this terrible yelping. Oh, you're going to hear the thing. Quiet. Jack, can I have some water, please?
Not you, too. Dogs give me enough trouble.
It's not Thursday.
I hate when there's supports inside of a model and you're trying to get them out.
You know, I've been printing up some tanks, and you know what's the worst part? It doesn't do it with the trees when you do the trees, but it seems like it takes longer with the trees.
Oh, it does for sure, yeah.
But it's less filament, right? Is that the thing?
I don't even know, less filament, but it's easier to get off. That's what I find.
Yeah, but I did it without the trees because, you know, the tank is just standing up. And it fills in the hole of the tank.
Okay, I'm back.
So it's like a big chunk of plastic in it, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, Jack, you picked four scuttlers.
I did. I apologize. Hopefully there's some interstitial music that kind of, you know, or maybe a...
Well, all I know is John Wick's going to be after you.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably. Yeah, four scuttlers. Nice low profile. Reasonable for 8 points. A reasonable troop. Mm. 1-2 speed. 5 fight. 6 save. Again, beast, horde, agile, evade. Can't just have one, eh?
Can't just have one ability.
No. Oh, God, no.
What, are you crazy?
You need all of them.
Yep.
And by now everyone knows what they all do. Like, Evade's one of the new ones that's, I think was pioneered by the...
Yeah, it was, we probably talked about it when we talked about jet bikes or something.
Yeah. Basically, you get shot, you move one.
That is the simplest of answers.
Yeah.
So I have, for my specialists, I have a spawn. I have two spawns, both with energy shield 2.
Whoa.
Spawn?
Spawns are kind of a, I don't know, they kind of stand out to me with the other models, like an armored...
Dreadball?
Yeah, Dreadball model.
Okay, well, let's...
Pull back.
Well, that's what it was. That's
yeah, it was. Let's call it what it was.
Yeah, it was. It was a Dreadball model.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I have one too.
Yeah, they're cool. I think they're one of my favorite. I like them more than most of the other Nameless. They're a lot more Cthulhu-esque.
Yeah. Because it's like a lot of the Nameless have like the head and then tentacles coming from the head. He's got it like it's
yeah.
It's like all one piece.
He's all about the tentacles.
Yeah, it's all about it.
And size 3, 1 armor, fights on 4s. Resilient, tenacious. It's a hand-to-hand beast for 23 points. Now, it does have 3 VPs, and then I threw an energy shield on there, so that turns it into 28 points. But,
yeah, so he has Frenzy 1, too.
Yeah, AP 1, Frenzy 1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, with energy shield 2 and Resilient 1, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And 1 armor, too.
I'm hoping that they're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with, say, a Plague player, play their game. You know, I like them. I like them. I don't even have one of those models, I don't think.
No, because they're, like I say, they're giants, too. They're giants in football. Yeah. They're quite big. Yeah.
I think season 2 or something like that. Like, yeah. It's an old model.
Yeah, I had one. That was my first Nameless I ever painted up. Him and Oberon, I believe.
Well, speaking of Oberon, that is my third specialist.
Watch
Project
out,
now. Oberon.
Oberon.
I think he's a fan favorite. I know that Rob kind of has a sweet spot for him.
Yeah, like I said, he's one of the first. He's cool. Once again, he's tentacle face. Like he's what I wish more of the Nameless look like.
Yeah,
those two.
He's one of, you know, like he's in the humanoid-esque, you know, guys. Not like you know, some of the other ones, like the Terror or, you know.
See, I like gunslingers and riflemen. Like those, that's what I like more. I don't like the more animalistic Nameless, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, Oberon. Okay. What's he got going for him?
4s across the board. Scout is his only... little special thing there. He's got toxic shards, an energy shield. So another energy shield guy. And, I just think for 28 points, 3 VPs again, I think he's a strong Nameless, with some range weapon like it, but again, hand to hand.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, I have one Goliath.
What?
Only one?
Yeah. 48 points, 5 VPs. Them is not cheap.
No.
But it is a size 4 with 2 armor, solid, beast, tenacious, tough. They've got a special crushing maw, which is AP3, which is nice, lashing tentacles. And I don't believe we've discussed this particular special ability yet. Smash. Well, we might have. Coach, if you want to.
I don't think we have, because...
Is this the first people who have it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only one who has it.
Smash, with an exclamation mark, so it's like it burns. So it's special.
Right.
Yes.
Now he's gonna look for it. He's like, why'd you throw it to me, bastard?
You didn't throw it to me. Oh, did you throw it to me?
I can go oh. Ass whoop a dog again if it's gonna help.
I'm sorry.
Help you make pay attention there.
I missed the cue. I'm sorry. It's, you know. I apologize. When a weapon or model with this ability hits and causes potential damage, you may smash the target model. Because you have to say smash like that because it has an exclamation point in the middle of the sentence. Resolve the attack as normal, then move the target cube model one cube in any direction. This may result in falling damage or being smashed into a wall. In addition, the model enters a cube occupied by an enemy model. It will generate a fight. At the end of the move, the target model is pinned. So basically, you hit him with the lashing tentacle, which is nice. So you can – it's almost like knockback.
I was going to say, isn't it exact same as knockback?
Yeah, it's knockback, basically.
So why do we need a new ability that's exact same as knockback?
Yes.
Now
– I don't think you get pinned in knockback. That's the only difference.
Yes, you do.
Do you? So it's exact – it is just knockback.
Is the subtle difference that you choose in Smash – it says it definitely says you can choose which direction you knock them back.
Well, the thing is, in knockback, if you're getting shot, right, you will go in the direction directly away from the person shooting you. In combat, you
choose.
In combat, yeah. You get to choose. So you could slam them against the wall or push them off the objective or put, you know, do that. So this is almost like a shooting attack. His tentacle lashes out, and then you can knock him back where you want. So I guess that's why it's smash.
Oh, is it a ranged attack?
It's a ranged attack.
Oh, yeah, that's why. It is knockback, but normally knockback at range doesn't – it just knocks directly back.
There's no knockback at range. There's knockback – this one has knockback at range.
Yeah.
But you're hitting him. It's not a shooting attack. So it's a shooting attack but a combat attack.
Could we say that it didn't necessarily need to be a new ability?
No, that's what I think.
It's different.
Nope. It's yeah, okay. But either way, these things fight on threes, save on fours, and they're solid, beast, tenacious, tough. They're pricey. They are leader priced. And the only problem I can see is I don't think there's a place on the board. I think you could be under the table and still be able to see a piece of this thing. It is giant.
Still cheaper than an Iron Ancestor.
Yeah, well.
Just saying.
So, yeah, if you haven't seen one of these big chunks of plastic.
It's huge. They had to actually make rules that said that this thing is legal because he actually doesn't fit in a square.
Right.
He's actually bigger than a cube.
Well, originally it was a Star Saga miniature that we wrote into Dead Zone.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we're not going to use them. But everybody was like, you have to use them. Look at them.
But you know what, though? You guys should be really excited because you don't have to mount it on a base.
Bases don't matter. It's true. Thanks for agreeing with us.
I don't agree with you. I'm just pointing out a fact.
Right. So everyone knows that you agree with us. That's good. So I agree
that you guys are full of it.
I don't know, Jack. I just don't know anymore.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm here.
He does have 18 abilities, too. Solid, beast, tenacious, and tough.
Which Jack already went over, but go ahead, Rob, if you want to. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, that's a lot of abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, out of all of them, I think tenacious is just the newest one because, you know, and beast because you're not going to add anything to him. You know, there's no real weapon option you can give him or whatever. So there's no reason to it. I mean, AP3 and AP, you know, an AP3 bite is pretty good. And then the lashing tentacles, the smash is just, you know, it sounds.
Oh, I don't like knockback.
Yeah, but I'm saying it sounds like it's worse than it is. But
for this guy especially, you'd rather him not get knocked back. You'd rather him pull you in. Because if you knock him back at range, it's even longer before you can get on him again because he only moves 1-2.
Well, you can knock him to you.
Oh, that's true. You can pull him in. Yeah, you're right. Because you could choose the direction. Yeah. So that's right. Good. Yep.
And then he's pinned. So now say he's pinned and then you walk into the cube and the guy's already pinned. So it's like, you know, you have, chances are you're going to get plus one for bigger and then you're going to get one more for charging in and then one more for the guy's being pinned and he can only survive. Yeah. It kind of, it's writing's on the wall there.
And if you're only range one away from him, you can bring him right into you and make him attack you and then you smash him again.
Yeah.
So you can actually hit him twice with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's I think he's a little cheap maybe. He's pretty good for that price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, you know, the tough and the armor two and the four is just, ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous.
For 48 points, and he's got these great abilities, you're like, Iron Ancestor is not as good as this guy, really.
Not even close. Not even close.
I'm regretting my list. Now I'm thinking about how to get two of these guys into my list.
Don't change nothing, Rob. Stick to your guns.
Well, easy enough. Scuttlers are so cheap, you'd probably get three of these. Mm. Well, that's a question. We'll have to think about that later.
Well, you're already... Just keep going.
That's Pandora's, a coach's list right there.
Pandora's box is already opened on that one. Yeah,
is that your last guy? Yeah, Goliath, yeah.
Yep.
200 points. 200 points. Right on the dot.
I don't know what else you could fit with a... Well, you got Oberon, you got the...
Spawns.
So Jack went like... All right, so he went 48, 28, and 23 in his specialists, and wow.
No, like 28 for spawns because they got the shields.
Yeah. Yeah. Two of them.
So you got 3 28s of 48, and the rest are 8 in your leader.
Woo! That's not a Jack list.
No, it isn't. It's like a me list, which you'll see pretty soon why it's very similar to my list, but not the same.
Mm. It is. It does have a bit of a Rob vibe to it. But honestly, 22 VPs at the end, it seems to be pretty average. So it's not like it's an outrageously lopsided. So yeah, that's my list.
Coolio. Well, we'll take a break. We'll back and tuck my list and we'll compare and contrast because it's the same but different, which is interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie list, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
All right, everyone, we are back to the Goliath Love Hour, and, you know, all those tentacles wriggling around and stuff. I think it gets some people excited. So let's get to it, and let's get this party train moving with Rob's list. What do you got there, kid?
Well, I did not take Psychotroid because I don't like psychic abilities, which isn't true.
What?
I don't mind. I just didn't take him because I took another one. I actually don't like the Aura of Dread.
Okay.
Did you just hear that noise outside my house?
Okay, now it's visiting us each and every one of us one at a time. Either Christmas come early, there's some spirits of vengeance or something.
Yeah, I'm a little scared now. I did not take the Psychotroid. I took the Fear, coincidentally enough.
What?
30 points, 3 VPs.
Because you just like the movie Predator way too much.
I like movie Predator, but I also like his special ability. Okay. Creeping Fear. But before we get to that, he does have a shoulder-mounted phaser, which is AP1, way to fire 1. Ripping Tentacles, which is AP1, Frenzy 1, which is great. Tack 1, Resilient 1, Recon 5, Armor 1, not bad. 4-5-4, which is really good, actually. What does Creeping Fear do? It's a nice short one for you this time.
Mm, yeah, spend an army special result to give the active model stealthy and resilient one abilities till the end of the round. If the model already has resilient, increase the value by 1.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Yep, giving this everybody.
This just goes back to the same thing that we were saying in the Forgefather episode that the Steel Warrior thing, where you have to roll for it, is BS. This is like so good. Resilience one, yeah. And
I was going to say, you don't have to roll for this, but that's what you're saying, yeah.
No. Boom. Boom. You just get it.
And someone else gave stealthy, too. I think one of the Reb guys, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think so, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. Resilient one and stealthy. Like, that's great. So,
And don't forget, it's specifically, and we made this especially, if a model already has resilience, increase the value by one.
Yeah, so it's even better.
So if you do it to yourself, you're getting resilience two.
Yep. Or a Goliath has resilient two, right? Or one. What did Goliath have?
No, he doesn't have resilience.
Oh, no, who is resilient? Someone else has resilient. Oh, the Terror has resilient.
The Terror and then...
the Psychotroid.
And Rifleman and the Spawn. Spawn's the one that has resilient, that Jackhead.
Yeah, the Spawn. So now think about it. A Spawn with resilient two, man. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's great ability. And stealthy. So you no clear shots on these guys.
Yeah, you can stand out in the open. It doesn't matter.
Pretty nice.
I mean, you can still get shot. You just won't get the plus two.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about hiding as much.
Yeah, you still will get the level above. And
all
that good stuff.
For my troops, I would have had more of these, but it just the way points worked out. I took four Scuttlers, similar to Jack.
Nice.
Same reason. They're great. 8 points to get... Horde, which I love, and Agile and Evade. That's pretty great. They have their weapons are just claws, range F, which sucks, but still, they're so small, it'd be so hard to hit.
For 8 points, what do you expect?
You're getting way more than you should.
Yeah, you're getting 8 points, one VP, fighting on a five, and you're getting four abilities, so what else do you want for 8 points?
And I do love Horde, so.
Yeah.
So I got those, but then I had extra points by the end, so I ended up with two gunslingers. I also wanted them for the triclinic shards. Please, coach, tell us what triclinic shards do.
I'm going to go off my head, but if you win the, potential damage, you will be basically lit up with a triclinic shard, and every nameless that fights you gets a plus one to fight you.
It's like a tag, but for fighting.
Yes. Basically, yes.
Yeah. So that'd be great for my Scuttlers. They can start tagging people and the Scuttlers can start eating them.
Mm.
And they're twin crystal pistols. They're only range three, which sucks, but it's way to fire one, rapid fire, triclinic shard, which is pretty good for a troop.
Yeah, but you know what? You're getting a range three pistol with a way to fire already inherently in it. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And they're only 13 points. I did give them both ammo. So my two gunslingers have ammo, so 15 points each.
Wait a minute, Rob. You said you had points left over, so you took two gunslingers and gave them ammo. You had 28 points left over?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
No, it's because I couldn't fit any more. I was trying to figure out a way to get more specialists, but specialists are pretty expensive on these guys. So it was. I wanted more triclinic shards in my list is what I was really going for.
Okay.
Because the specialist to give you triclinic shards is the rifleman, which is, he's 15 points. I guess could have gotten him without the ammo, but then I would have had to. I could have gone one gunslinger and one rifleman, I guess. No real difference. Right. But I did take two Keratids.
Oh.
Keratids for only 15 points, two VPs, but that's neither here nor there. They have Beast, which is fine, but they have Range F, AP 1, Frenzy 2, Claws. That's pretty damn good for Keratids. They also move 2-3.
I was just going to say, you glossed over the 2-3.
And they have one armor. So these are the guys that Draconic Shards are going to really help out.
Mm.
So
dare I say that's I think the Khaleesi might have a good fight on their hands. I'm not saying they killed the Khaleesi, but
they're also half the price of a Khaleesi.
Yeah,
with armor.
Oh, they're 15 points.
Yeah, with armor though, that's great. And then to maybe to go back to my roots because I feel I need to go back to the roots for 39 points. I had to take six troopers for this. That's why it was hard to get things. Two vehicles, which would be two Bathomites with crystal launchers.
Oh, AP. Let's not give up on indirect.
Yeah, but these are AP1, indirect three with that are triclinic shard. So they also anybody you hit with a blast.
Oh, Rob.
Yes,
you're getting ahead of yourself. So you've taken a Bathomite, correct?
I took two Bathomites. Yes.
All right. On the Bathomites, which particular weapon did you give them?
Crystal Launcher. I said that.
You did?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We don't listen to any, no, none of us listen to each other. I think that's what we've learned.
Yeah, that's the thing. Jack's knocking stuff down and we're listening to you.
That wasn't me.
No, that's fireworks. It is a Memorial Day around here.
Oh, it sounds like somebody's trying to break into your house.
So two Bath Mites, Crystal Launchers, range 5, AP 1, indirect 3. I gotta love my indirect. But I tried to clinch chart. So anybody they hit with their blast and do damage to are gonna be marked for all my other guys to jump on. I almost went with more Scuttlers, just a bunch of more Scuttlers, but just the way the points worked out, I wanted more guys triclinic sharding, so I could have loaded up with Scuttlers, but that was my choice. And that's 200 points on the dot, 21 VP, so I beat Jack by 1 VP.
Wow.
But the Bathomite, size 4.
Yeah, shield, armor 3.
Armor 3, and you didn't mention which weapon you gave them, but they also have... They also have psychic.
Yeah, that's weird. Why do they have psychic?
It was the crystal thing. Because of the sonic disruptor.
Oh, is it one of the weapons?
Yeah, so you could take that. It's psychic suppression. So it's that's you could have took it for 10 points, 1 VP, range 4, AP 2, psychic suppression. So it's like a really, really, really good burst laser.
Yeah.
And it's psychic, so you don't need a line of sight, which I think is awesome.
These guys are also solid, which is nice, and tenacious, which is all right.
I mean, come on. You're paying all these points, you're going to get at least four special abilities on them. Come on, what's wrong with you? You know,
but that's armor 3. That's I did, and size 4, which is really nice. Sure. They're like little tanks, literally. Right. So that's my list, yeah. So that is good. So, Coach, that was pretty good. What did you do?
You know, it astounds me that at this point in time, you know, we've been doing this 4 years now, and our lists really are extremely different. Now, I know we BS a lot and stuff, but I'm glad because we really do have three different types of play styles, and my list is completely different than both of yours.
Nice.
So starting off with, I took my... I can't decide between these two guys, but me and Jack think alike because I do really love the Psychotroid. But in this instance, I took the Blight.
Mm.
All right. Moves on a 1-2, armor 1, size 2. All right. He's a 5-4-4 across the board. Attack 1, sorry, Jack. Resilience 1 and tough. So armor 1, resilience 1, tough, 4 up save.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn survivable, right? Ravenous Maw. Range F, AP 2, Frenzy 1. So on a 4-up fight, it's pretty good, you know, AP 2. And then he has, oh my God, Corrosive Blast, range 3, AP 1 with Coach's favorite rule, it burns. AP 1, it burns. So now, he's only a Recon 5+, sorry, Jack. But he does have, his splat is Caustic Spittle. I will tell you now what Caustic Spittle is. You spend an Army Special Result to allow the model, the active model, to perform a free shoot action. Range 2, it burns. The active model has no shoot stat. It can still make a ranged attack with this Army Special Result, shooting at a stat of 7+. If I miss you, you are on fire. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you'll see why this is important. But, yeah, I really do like the Blight. This is one of my favorite models in here. Rob, going with you, saying that this is a good combination of like the humanoid slash,
yeah, he's still got the armor and stuff, he's cool.
Yeah, and he's got the tentacles, and he's still got the corrosive blaster, because it has corrosive blast. I'm going to assume that it's you know, you can shoot that, and AP1 it burns. It's only range 3, but you know what, you could actually shoot at a person at range 3 and then use his spittle at range 2 at someone else, and he actually has a shoot stat, so it's useful. So, you know, I really do like the leader. I love the models. One of my favorite models in this thing. And then let's move on to the troops. So what I did was, following suit, I took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Scuttlers because you need Scuttlers, man. They're just so good. You know, like, I mean, we said enough about them, but what I was thinking is, if they get into trouble, you know, they'll run up there, but the Kozik Spittle, they can use it. And, you know, they're going to shoot on a 7, which doesn't matter, but that's just laying down havoc all over the place.
Yeah, it'd just be fire everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Like a I see like a green acidic fire, you know, just going all over everybody. And then I took 3 inkers.
Oh, you actually took inkers, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. Because, well, as you know, it's been said many times before, and I've been touted on it, and I think the board has recognized this show because of a few of awards come from them. But as my doctorate in xenobiology will tell you, I can break down their physiology. What happens is an inker has 2 big sacs, all right? There's 2. There's 1 on the left and 1 on the right. So 1 is held in reserve, and they can use it at any time. But also when they get shot, they expose the second ink sac. So you'll have that, which is a delicacy on most Asterion planets. I don't know if you know that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're ever going to an Asterion's house, you should bring at least 2 or 3 sets of inker sacs because it'll be gone over real well. But as you know, one of my new favorite things, other than it burns, is smoke. And you could just lay smoke along the board here. So you're protecting your scuttlers and inkers from getting killed and shot with that. And sometimes what I'll even do is I'll give you the victory point, put them out in the open and let you shoot them to get that second one going and just have smoke all over the place. And so, you know, that's it. So that is, yeah, that's a bunch of guys, man, but they're only 1 VP apiece. So that's not too bad. And then what I did with the specialists, I went right to the specialists and I picked nothing and I skipped over it to get 2 Goliaths in the list.
2 Goliaths?
Yeah. And, nice. The reason is because I went with the, Jack Fike method.
If you like them, get 2.
No, that's my method. Mine is I just finished painting them. So that's the Jack method. But, yeah, I figured, you know, what the hell? Let's get, you know, I get a really good leader who is the leader is not a guy I'm going to sit in the back. He's coming up front because he's very survivable. That's number one. And then all the little guys will be coming up there. But then the 2 Goliaths are just bullet magnets. You know, you're going to have to weigh fire into them because there's just no way around it. You know, we already went over the fact that they're armor 2, tough, and a 4-up save. So, you know, and if you look at this, Jack, right? If you look at this, I gave no one anything, 200 on the dot.
Very nice.
And you beat us both. You only at 18 VPs.
22.
Oh, is it wrong? My list might be wrong here.
Yeah, the Blight is 3.
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah. It's my...
I got 9.
I did
9.
A mistake. The formula is...
Whoa.
Oh, there you go. Now George has got to censor that. But, you know, the hate, we'll have a bunch of hate to go through, but the only hate that I had was there's a lot of other stuff I wanted to take and different semblances of lists that I could have done, but I just kind of went with this one because, I try to counteract what you knuckleheads are picking, but, there's a lot of good hate in it, but there's a lot of good hate in this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll go over it. We'll see what everybody did and what they didn't do.
Well, I will say the Blight was my first choice. I liked the Caustic Spittle. I like everything about it, and I think it's a really, really good pick when you have a horde of scuttlers.
Right.
It can get real dangerous.
And you know, and it's hard to pick because for 4 points more, the Psychotroid is giving you Recon 4 and Tac 2.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aura Dread, a lot of psychic stuff. You know, like I went through it in my mind. Who do I go back and forth with? And then, but for 2 points less, I could take the Fear. And the Fear has a lot of pluses to him also. So it's really tough to pick a leader because they're really different. In a lot of other lists, it's like, all right, well, this guy shoots better. This guy fights better. All right. This guy doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It matters which list you want to build. Yeah.
Right. And you know, I'm going to hide this leader. I'm going to do with these guys. It's really hard to pick because they're really different. And that's that's why I really liked the name, was the variety in it. You know, it's hard to pick. It was hard to pick a leader, but, you know, I just went with him because I do like him. He's really, I mean, he's a tough SOB, man. You know, so therein lies my list.
Cool. And it was quite different. It's nice to have different lists.
Yeah.
So we'll be back to discuss what we didn't take. And if there is any hate, other than aesthetic hate, but we'll see.
I don't think there's a lot because we took pretty much almost everything.
Yeah, we did pretty good. We'll be back to talk about it.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
Bastrow!
Hoi there, Dirigible. Help a fellow Empire citizen out, would you?
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Hello, William.
I made the koala burgers.
So what's new?
Are you insane?
That better be a rhetorical question. And yes.
Well, far too long.
I once knew a Spaniard in Targunda who spoke in gibberish like you.
Up, up, and escape!
That was terrible.
I should be a god, and instead I'm stuck down here like a worm.
She would tell me such wonderful stories.
Dr. Deja Vu will return.
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Judge Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
And welcome back to the award-winning team-building exercise.
The weird, weird winning?
the weird, wacky world of multiple awards.
There you go. It was multiple and award. And it became weird.
Weird.
Weird. That's some weird stuff.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about what we didn't take.
God, listen, before we do this, I know the one we're going to pick. Everything in this next model we're going to talk about is everything Jack hates. So go ahead, Rob. What do we not take? What's the first thing on the list?
First one's Fairmite Prime.
Go ahead.
Why do you hate him, Jack?
I've yet to find out why I hate him.
Oh, well, let me clue you in. He's TAC 1, oh, Recon 7.
7 plus Recon, yeah.
Two bots not checked off by Jack Pike.
Why even bother have any Recon? Matt, he does have a Defender Shield, which is fun. He has massive claws. And Rolling Stones, please tell us what Rolling Stones does.
Use an Army Special Result on a Command Dice to allow the active model to gain solid and tough abilities until their next activation. The active model must not have performed a move, sprint, or breakaway action this activation.
That's my only issue with it. It's great until you can't move.
Right.
Like, oh, well, I almost picked this guy because of that, but then I was like, oh, I can't move? What's the point of having scuttlers if they can't run up and kill people and have tough?
So, well, you gotta do it before.
Yeah, but it says you cannot have performed. So you have to do it before they've. You can still move. You just have to do it first.
The active model must not have performed a move, sprint, or breakaway action this activation. So,
yeah,
I guess before you go, you use it, right?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess I did read it wrong technically.
So let's say you do give it to a scuttler, and he he powers up,
and then he moves. Yeah,
then he moves. I guess that's it. It's not like one of those things like. I'm going to use an extra die for this.
So my question is, why bother even putting this in here? Is it really that much more powerful if you move and then do it?
I don't know.
It sounds like they meant, you're on the rules committee, but it sounds like they meant to say you couldn't put it on someone who has moved, sprinted, or breakawayed at all. He'd lose it the moment he moves or something, but it's not how it's written. You're right. The way it's written, it's like you have to do it first and then he can do it. But what's the difference?
Yeah.
Why even put that in at all?
I guess it's just because, instead of doing it, I don't know.
See, I think it's a slightly misworded.
Yeah, maybe it's that might need a.
But it just proves that nobody plays it with this guy because nobody's ever brought it up.
Well, yeah, God forbid, something's unclear and, the Dead Zone community, you get it right on Facebook, 1, 2, 3, but,
Yeah, so nobody's yelled about this, so obviously it's nobody plays him.
I don't like the name Rolling Stones. It doesn't make
much. Well, I guess it's
It would make sense it would be if they weren't moving, because they're rolling stones. It means they're moving.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, he's all right. But yeah, that ability just confused me. It's a 7 plus recon. It's terrible. That's really bad. He's 28 points, so for like 2 points more, you can have the fear. That's right. Like, he's cheaper, but not by much. If he was like 20 points, maybe. And clarify the ability. If you can use the ability all the time, that's pretty good. Solid and tough. Tough is a great ability. So.
Yeah. Tough is one of the best abilities in the game.
It's true.
And, you're just doling that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he does have the defender shield. He's a size 2. You know, so he's really got armor 2, not armor 1, because of the shield.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he just, you know, even the aesthetic of it, I'm not too crazy about the model.
Yeah, I have the model, which it's hard to make him look cool with that claw.
Yeah.
That one claw up in the air, no matter what you do with it, it always looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say it, but I think it is, of the new sculpts that we've had, mm-hmm. that Manticus put out, that there's been a very noticeable difference in, like, the aesthetic, and this guy is ugly.
Yeah.
I think it's just his arms. Like, if you put regular arms on him, he'd be cool. Or tentacles.
But you know what? It's almost like, it's like a dude underneath. Cause like he's got arms and then they go into claws.
Mm-hmm.
And then the claw up is like, how much potato salad you want? He goes, about this much.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
should I raise it up a little? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
When I saw it at first, I thought, oh, it looks like it's a dude who's wearing the carapace and the claws of someone else. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But further inspection, you go, oh, no, he's got these giant, like.
He really is just a gunslinger. If you look at him, he's a same body as a gunslinger with just these giant claws. I'd rather you add the gun, or not gunslinger, rifleman.
Yeah. But he's got a nicer little girdle on.
Yeah, he's a bigger gun, he ate more at the salad bar.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
I like to get him in a boiling pool and get some butter.
Mm. Troops, we took all the troops. There's only 3 choices. So I'm amazed you took Inkers. They're good, but But it makes sense now that I think about it with the smoke screens. You like the smoke screens?
Yeah, smoke is, I'm telling you, everybody said, oh, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? And they're like, yeah, you know, next thing you know, everybody's taking smoke. Come on, man.
Yeah, but a smoke grenade is 2 points.
No, a smoke grenade's 5 points, I think. Or 3 points? What is it? 3 points.
I just don't get the...
You'd rather just give other guys, gunslingers, some smoke grenades instead?
Fight on 6, save on 6. Ugh,
but no. you said, you want them to die.
Yeah.
Your smoke grenades, you...
look at my list. How much shooting do I have in my list? 0.
The model is really cool, though.
Yeah. Isn't this the one you said that, like, the mating ritual is a bunch of them undulating on top of each other? I think that was the last show. Or maybe it was the old Deads on the Podcast.
Oh, I think it's just your dreams. You just dream of that.
No. I'm a fan. I remember things.
Yeah.
I'm smart. I know stuff.
Specialists. Nobody took an assassin. Assassins are pretty cool. They got stealthy.
They suck.
17 points for AP1 Frenzy 2 in a jump pack. And they move 2-3. That's not bad.
I've taken 2. I've taken 3. I've taken 1. They never survive. Just, I don't know what it is. It might be.
It's just one of those psychological things that no matter what you do.
No, it's just no matter what happens, it's like, I got to roll ones.
Yeah.
You know? Or it's like, you know, you roll 4 saves, I'm rolling 8 dice, but I only roll 3 survives. It's always just, you know.
But Frenzy 2 built in with a 2-3 model is great.
Yeah.
But for me, the reason I wouldn't never take it is you look one space down and go, oh.
Well, it's the exact same thing, except you get stealthy for 2 points. Is really all it. And jump pack. So you get stealthy and a jump pack for 2 points. It's pretty good.
Right.
But Keratids, yeah, are almost the exact same thing. They have the same razor claws. But yeah, for 2 points, if you really like jump packs and stealthy, it's probably worth it. But
Can I say that I like the Keratids in Dreadball better than this model.
Yeah, you've said that all the time. You'd rather mod up some. This one is kind of confusing of what his body parts are doing.
Yeah, this is not one of my favorite models. I like the Dreadball one a lot better. You know.
And speaking of terrible models, is the Ferromite, which is just the Ferromite Prime model. Different heads. I think that's the only difference between the two. He's got Beast, Tenacious, Massive Claws, and Defender Shield, but he's 23 points, so he's quite a bit more points than the Carradine and Assassin, which are both way better than him. So.
Size 2. You know what it is? Yeah. For you're giving up 1 AP, but you're giving up Frenzy 2s.
Yeah.
And Frenzy 2. So you could take almost, he's a few points more. You can't take two, but I'm just saying, you know.
He's a half time more, so he can, for then a Carotid, so. But he is size 2, which is good. But it's also 1-2 move. I like the 2-3 move for my fighters. I like going fast.
Yeah.
I learned that from Jack also.
In my mind, there's some really good splats for the Nameless, and the Rolling Stones is pretty subpar. When there's a unit here that is the same as the leader, you would think that instead of something like it would be all Ferromites get or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you could theme list it and go, oh, these guys aren't great. Oh, except they all get Frenzy 1 as long as your leader's alive or something. Like something like.
Yeah, more synergetic. Themed. Yeah, yeah.
But to do that, to do like a theme list like that, then you need a Ferromite
troop.
Cheaper troop. Yeah.
Yeah, but Scuttlers are so cheap. Those are the perfect troop.
No, but I'm like what Jack is saying makes sense. Like, you know, if you have Commando in your name and Commandos.
Yeah.
Or if you're a Brocker, well, there's Brocker Troop and then there's Brocker Specialists and Brocker Engineers and stuff. So you have a lot of things with Brocker in it. So you'd have to have like a cheap Ferromite Trooper.
Or a Ferromite Specialist or something. And a Ferromite, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm just saying you'd have to have a few, just like one other option at least.
Speaking of which, nobody has Hacker. Oh, yeah. Needle Drones have Hacker. Okay.
Yeah, they do. Needle Drones.
Next is Ogre.
Yeah.
I'm amazed nobody took Ogres. We love these things, but.
I didn't take them because I thought you two guys were going to take them.
They're kind of expensive. 35 points and 3 VPs.
They're worth it. They're worth it.
Size 3, armor 2 with a shield, so really armor 3. Fight on 3s, which is really great. They didn't really fit into my list because they're a little slow and plodding, but if you were doing a tank list, these guys are definitely in it.
I always take 2.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd be. Yeah. Tank those up with some Baromites. Like instead of I took Carotids, but if I took some other things out of my list, I could put 2 Ogres and 2 Bathomites. That'd be a tank list right there.
Yeah, the Ogres always pay dividends, man. They're always good, man. Those are great. And then if they sit on objectives, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Try to get them off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a size 3. You know, other than like say Teratons and Aberrations. Or Striders, you know, their size 3 is nothing to sneeze at, you know.
And look at their claws, how cool they are compared to the Ferromites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just the, it's like they're like super armored and then they have these huge, like armored fists with the claws coming out of them. I love this model, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do like this model.
Yeah, he's great.
And you know what's great about it? He's one of these big models that actually balances on his base really well. They don't fall over all the time.
No. Yeah, he seems pretty well balanced. What's next? Rifleman. I almost took a Rifleman. Resilient 1.
They're good, man. They're really good.
Range 10, which is great with their Triclinic Shard, with their weapon Rapid Fire. Who cares? But yeah, only 15 points. That's pretty good. Everybody's armored up tier, too.
Hmm. And that Resilience 1 comes in handy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to, in the battle report, it was, you know, that we just put out, you know, Andrew took the Nameless and he had a Rifleman. I got a wound on him and I put so much freaking shots into this guy. And he just kept making the saves with Armor 1. You know, the Armor 1 and the Resilience is just, it's so good, man. You know?
Well, all I can say is there are shooters for the Nameless, and none of us took other than
spare points. I took gunslingers, yeah.
Yeah, for spare points. The triclinic shard thing, but they're, as a shooting army, as shooting units go, they're just, it's just subpar. Why would you?
Well, yeah, really this is shooting just to supplement melee, because you're shooting them to give pluses to your melee guys.
It's
not a shooty army, that's for sure. Nobody in this army is very shooty.
But you would expect it not to be shooty, because they're like animals. You know what I mean?
The ones I like in this list are the ones that aren't like animals. I wish the Nameless were more like the Rifleman, Gunslinger, the leaders. The animal ones I don't like as much. I've always found the problem with the Nameless in that way.
See, I'm the opposite. I like the other guys better.
Yeah, but well, you're in the you get to your way, because there's way more choices of the beast ones than there is of the non-beast ones. I wanted to build a non-beast list, and I just couldn't. There's just not the options.
Right, right. Even like you took the Bathomite, and he's got guns that he could put on him.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's like, he's a tank. I assume that there's somebody inside of him driving him.
No. Too much mech. Stop with the mech. Stop it. You're better than that.
I almost did take needle drones, because they're cool. And I was going to give them shoulder-mounted phasers, because I thought it would be cool to have needle drones with shoulder-mounted phasers. Mm-hmm. But
it's funny, because they could take light assault.
Yep.
You know?
And 10 points, they'd be 15 points with the shoulder-mounted. Hacker, agile, psychic. They do have psychic charge. If you took the laser, would you lose your psychic charge? That seems like it's not a weapon, but I guess it is, technically.
No, it's a psychic weapon, so. But
do you lose that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's another thing that needs to be cleared up.
I don't see why not.
It's got to be in his brain.
Yeah, you'd think it would be a brain thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, you know what? It's cool, you could have took Corrosive Blast, where they go range 3 AP1, it burns. So, then you're talking...
it's quite a bit more points, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but I think...
Hey, but it's only 16 points, that's not horrible.
Yeah, that's a lot of points for these guys.
And then the troop tax to go along with it.
Yeah, I do like them though. They're cute. They need an extra wing, but they're still cute.
Yeah. Well, what's it called in the Discord? He put wings on them. They look pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he 3D printed them or something, didn't he? Or cast them, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But they were pretty cool. It was like
way better.
Like like a bat or something. Yeah, I don't know. I like them that way. Just that the. You know, they have that little stinger on them, and they should be yellow jackets the way
you paint them like bees.
Yeah, yeah. But he does have Agile and Hacker, and they do move on a 2-3, so moving up a stack wouldn't be bad, you know?
Yeah, they have Agile, yeah.
Yeah. And Psychic is good, man. Range 2, Psychic Blast, so they can be behind a wall.
Just blasting people out in the open.
Yeah, I love the fact that you don't need line of sight. Like, like when Anderson's standing outside the room and she says, oh, there's, you know, five guys in there with guns and stuff, you know, psychic ability should be able to go everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, you're hitting on a six. You're shooting on a six. So.
Yeah, that was the reason I think I ultimately didn't decide to pay for the extra things from these guys. I'm like, ah, shooting on six, that's not great. And it doesn't give you triclinic shards, so I kind of wanted that in my list.
But then again, you do get blast. So, you know, blast in and of itself is it's a different tool for a different time, you know?
Yeah, I remember last time we did these, the Nameless, I leaned heavy into needle drones because I was, oh yeah, you don't have to see, you don't have to, but this time I looked and went, why? Why? What was I thinking?
Right.
You're insane. That's what you're thinking. Next, we didn't take the Terror. The Terror is not a singular model, though. He doesn't have the one next to his name, so he's not the Terror. He's this Terror. He's a Terror. Resilient 1, Agile, Stealthy. Agile for such a big monster. 2-3 move, Ravenous Maw, which is AP2 Frenzy 1. I almost took him. He's a little expensive, 24 points, 3 VPs, when you can get Keratids, which are only size 1, but they're only 15 points. So.
Yeah, but he only has Frenzy 1.
Yeah, Keratids have Frenzy 2, but he's at AP 2 and Keratids have AP 1, I think, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so they switched him.
So it's come see, come saw. You know,
but he does have resilient one too, so that's pretty good. And he fights on fours, so he's pretty good.
He's stealthy also.
Yeah, which is funny. He must have some kind of field around him because he's not stealthy looking.
But you know, I think it's the Terror because you can only get him in the box on the Star Saga. You know what I mean?
You're only going to have one because you can't afford to get more than one.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Mantic selling them separately? I don't think so. I think that's because that's the way I got it. Terror in the Deep.
Yep.
You know. So, but yeah, something about him just doesn't. Last time we talked about it, we were talking about that clipping those tentacles off, the ones that kind of shoot out to the top.
Yeah.
You know.
To model for advantage, is that what you're saying?
No, but just aesthetically, I don't
No. You know. Yeah, it looks kind of funny. Yeah, I agree.
Like the ogres and the Goliaths have it kind of coming out of their stomach, and the Goliaths have it coming out of their backs.
And he's
those tentacles, yeah.
He's like, it's more like his head's on fire.
Yeah, or like he's Medusa and you just scared him. It's like,
He does look like a black cat walked across his path. He just jumped up.
Yeah.
He looks like an inker and a carotid meet sweet love.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Undulating.
It's actually is just an inker stuck to the back of a carotid's head.
Oh, it's in the act.
It is in the current act, yes.
Oh no, get some pixels on that.
That is the Terror.
maybe he doesn't have maybe it's like one of those things where the anchor is a certain like species of anchor is a parasite and the head exploded off and he kind of like took
just
over,
sat on just, yeah.
Is the head of an anchor?
Like those the ants or something that take over people in Brazil or something. Yeah. Disgusting.
The ants that take over people?
Oh yeah, they're like, I don't know if it's something that takes over an ant. I can't remember what it is, but it's like a parasite.
Wasn't it like a slug?
Yeah, something like
fungus.
That. Yeah,
and then the bird eats it and goes into, you know, it's like a...
No, that's a different thing. No, that's a different one. I'm thinking of this other one. I can't remember what they're called. Anyways.
Is it the thing that swims up your penis if you pee in the water or something? Oh,
those things are horrible too. Don't go to Brazil, that's all I'm saying. I think that's it. We've taken everything else. Some weapon choices we didn't take.
Yeah.
Like on the Bathomites, like you said, there's the psychic abilities, psychic disruptor, which is range 4 suppression, which is pretty good, but 10 points.
But it is psychic, so you don't need line of sight.
And crystal cannon, but once again, you need line of sight for that. So it's not always a problem.
Well, you know, if you took, what is the Bathomite can take light melee, heavy assault, explosive, and lance. So it can take all of the heavy stuff, right? So if you took, let's say, the corrosive bile ducts, or you took the crystal cannon, you could have also given him massive claws.
No, crystal cannon takes up, crystal cannon, yeah. Crystal launcher takes up 2 spaces, but crystal cannon doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just make him a melee beast. He is so tough. You could just make him a melee fighter, which would be funny. Yeah. Run him up.
Armor 3, solid beast, you know.
Tenacious, yeah. Just run him up there. That'd be funny. Give him a ravenous maw.
And he saw, you know what? It just dawned on me. He's a size 4.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how the Goliath's not a size 5, but.
If there was a 5, he'd be it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to fit in that pair of jeans that he used to fit in high school, but it doesn't work anymore. So
he's
definitely a size 5.
He's just cramping his way onto that little base.
Yeah.
So energy shields, which are cool. It's always good to give them. But that's pretty much it. There isn't much to really hate on these guys.
You know what's funny, too? You can give a guy a ravenous maw.
Yeah.
Which is...
Bathomite with a ravenous maw.
Yeah, you could do that.
Can you do that? Yeah, yeah. Light melee. You could take melee. You could take 2 different ones, actually. I'd probably rather give him ripping tentacles. They're cheaper.
Yeah.
For only 1 point, though, you're getting AP2 for 1 point. That's pretty good.
Ripping tentacles? Oh, no, you mean ravenous maw.
Yeah, ravenous maw is 9 points, but you get to AP2, and ripping tentacles
and
8
frenzy
points.
1.
Yeah, they're both frenzy 1. Razor claws are 10
razor
points.
Yeah, 10 points, but
AP
1.
Yeah.
You know what? For the extra point to get frenzy too, it might be worth it.
Yep. But yeah, so that's the old nameless. Not horrible. I just yeah, maybe for next time, more of the armored guys, like the actually humanoids, less of the monsters. I know monsters sell, but humanoids, I like the aesthetic of the nameless. I wish, you know, just like when Jack first saw the Veermen and wished they were all naked rats, I wish all these guys were just guys with tentacle faces that had armor on. That's the way it is.
I like the monsters.
You would.
It would be hard to make a troop variant. I think the nameless, the next round could, they were going to bolster up some stuff, another troop that was sort of like the gunslinger, but like,
I don't mind their troops, but I think they just need more specialists that are better. Because they just,
really?
Well, I mean, humanoid specialists that are better.
Uh-oh. Aesthetic.
Yeah, but
aesthetic.
But, well, wouldn't the assassin fall into that category?
Sort of. Yeah, I would say the assassin is definitely armored guy, not monster.
Right.
I should have taken an assassin instead of carotids, but I'd given up on that already.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I think looking back on it, like you said, I would rather the carotid would probably be better than the assassin.
It's a hard choice. It matters about points too, how your points work out.
Yeah, but also too the, I mean, they both have frenzy 2, AP 1. The only thing is
jump packs.
They both have two. They and also he has stealthy.
Stealthy so and jump packs. The only difference, right? Yeah. For 2 points, that's not bad.
That's
if you like those abilities, which I don't. I'm not crazy about either of those abilities, so.
No, jump packs are awesome, man.
You always say
they
that.
Can be. They can.
It's very situational, yeah. And the way we play Dead Zone, stealthy's not that useful because we have enough stuff on the board that you never really have a clear shot anyway. So it's only worthwhile if you have a board where it's a huge open area where you can just run your guys across and not care.
Yeah, but that also, too, is like, you know, say you're creeping around, a guy comes around the corner and shoots you dead to right. You know what I mean? He's like one cube away, and he's, you know, going to shoot him. That's where it comes in, you know?
Yeah, even if he's got a point blank, yeah.
Yeah. You know? So that's why stealthy's there. But it's not such a – I mean, it's like – it's one of those abilities that's like it's good to have, but, yeah, you know,
It's good when you have it.
Yeah. You know what? It sucks when you need it and you don't have it. That's
exactly.
That's when it comes out, you know?
Whose turn is it to pick next month?
I think it's the...
My turn. It's my turn,
yep.
I think.
Okay, Coach, give us a list of all the remaining ones then.
Okay, so we've done the Mercenaries. We've done the Asterians, the Enforcers, the Forgefathers, GCPS, Marauders, we've done. We've done the Nameless, the Plague, the Revs, and the Veermen. So, Jack... Is it Maison, or Maison?
I guarantee you it's not my turn to pick.
Yeah, but there's only one left, so we're giving it to
you. No, I can't.
Now there's only one choice, he refuses to choose.
I can't. No, I've my honor won't allow it.
It's Maison. whose turn is it? I don't even know whose turn it is.
I have no idea.
Maison Labs next. Yep, it's the last of this book. And we're not getting a new book this year, so
nope.
I don't know what we're doing. I just don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
No, I already know.
Georgie never showed up. I think Georgie's dead.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I think he's on the goblin crack.
That I wanted to make a bit of a shout-out. I saw someone had mentioned the multi-award-winning team-building exercise, Mr. Ian Kane, and he was talking about the Maw Beasts that he took because we had mentioned them.
Oh.
And I saw a picture of his Maw Beasts, and they looked pretty dapper, but also he did bolts, and it was amazing. So I just wanted to say thanks for listening, and yeah, I really like that paint job.
Where'd you hear that? It was on the Facebooks or on the podcast?
No, I have friends. I have people sending me mail.
So was it on the
post
Facebook?
Office shows up.
Was it on that podcast? Or
someone actually mailed him a picture in the mail. The carrier pigeon flew in, landed in front of him.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So sometimes, you know, I'll get a bit of mail from a fan and I'll just want to share it.
Oh, so if you like the fans that much, why don't you share your address?
Oh, they know.
Ooh.
They know.
They all know.
Putting Jack in the corner.
No one puts Jack in the corner.
There you go. Thank you, Jack. I'm glad you picked that up.
Coach, what have you been up to on Family Gamer 777?
Putting out a lot of videos, man. You know, the quarantine videos. After we got over this distance learning hump, we've been doing a bunch of stuff. Not only Dead Zone, but, you know, some other cool games and whatnot, and opinions and things like that. So, you know, if you don't subscribe to Family Gamers, why don't you do it now? Because there's nothing else to do.
There's no excuse.
Because if you're like me, you've watched every single thing on all four streaming networks at this point in time. So, yeah. Good point, right, Jack?
That is.
And Jack, what have you been up to?
Well, since this is my last and greatest outlet for my creative endeavors, and since we don't have another book, so this is probably going to end after, well, probably we have a gala at the end, so after that, I don't know.
That's really up to Rob, because, you know, he's always against the gala.
Last year's got out of hand. He did not decide to post it because it was a profanity-laden tirade. Really, it got real bad.
Yeah, well, I thought the public relations against what you said about the Space Dwarves, we had to not show that. Otherwise, they might stop sending us armor for our enforcers.
And if you remember, it wasn't just Space Dwarves. It was all through all time and all realities, dwarves of all types.
Oh, yeah. You didn't specify. It just...
No. I did specify. I went from one
through every single one, yeah.
A lengthy on each and every one, yes. But to go back to answer your question, I got nothing going on.
Oh.
Nothing.
Neither do I, which is good.
Hey Jack, if you got nothing going on, why don't you jump on Family Gamers Discord, where we have a lot of really good topics we go over. We go over 3D printing, and we go over modeling, and we go talking about The Mandalorian, all sorts of different things. So
I do that.
Oh. Not often enough, though. I'd like to see you more, just because, you know, I can't get enough of my Jack.
Oh, thank you. That warms the cockles of my heart.
Mm-mm. Cockles.
Yeah, you gotta say cockles. Huh? So, Rob, what have you been up to?
Nothing. I've been isolated, so.
I mean, other than the fact that you're upset now that you can't have your printer running while we're doing the show.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, so we'll be back for Maison Labs. And if anybody's got any idea what we should do after that, let us know. Because we'll be just doing nothing. And Jack, you should start doing Vinland Old Time Radio again. We do run the commercials, so.
You should.
We should. Yeah. I do think another season of Favorite Five would go over just nice. I think that would... wash down all the loneliness.
There you go. Get some topics, and we'll record that. We'll have special guest stars and record it up.
Okay. You heard it here first, everyone. There's going to be a new second season of Favorite Five coming up probably within a couple weeks.
There you go. Yeah. I don't mind that one because it's easy. It's easy to edit. That's why I like that one. There you go. Favorite Five. Start thinking of topics, Jack. That was always the hard part, was the topics.
I'll send them to you tonight.
There you go. And until next month, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
That's it? You should do a little rejoinder at the end.
Well, you were going to press the button, and I kind of, you know, I try to get it in while I'm done.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?